the talented students from South Point High School, the theater department. They're back here in the studio. They have another production happening this weekend, December the 5th through the 7th. It is called Between the Lines. And we've got two of the talented actors joining us here. Both are seniors over there at South Point High School. We have Mari and Kaiden. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
It's an early morning.
Yes, it is. This is not the usual time I wake up, y'all.
Y'all are not okay. Morning people.
No.
Morning.
It's like a light switch, you know, in the theater world, you just switch it on.
Yeah.
A true thespian.
And yes. Indeed.
Okay, so we were speaking before the microphones turned on about which one will kind of give us the backstory of this production. And Mari said, let me do it, because Kaiden apparently gave away the ending to one of your productions one time. We don't want that to happen, because we want people to come and check out the production. But if you know your strengths, that will take you very far in life.
Yes.
Maybe don't tell everyone the ending, especially if it's a twist ending. Let them dangle that carrot in front of their face a little bit. So, Mari, tell us everything about Between the Lines.
Okay, so Between the Lines is about this 17-year-old girl named Delilah McPhee, and her parents get divorced, and her whole world is turned upside down. She has to move a town, she has to move school, move into a new house and all. And she starts finding herself reading all these books, and she gets this one book, and she falls in love with one of the characters, and she starts blurring the lines between reality and fiction. And so now she's trying to live her life in a story that's not hers.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yes.
It's very true to life, right? I mean, if you're 17 years old, your parents are divorced, and then they move, or you move to another school in a community, no one wants that to happen.
Yeah.
And so she finds some comfort in reading a book.
Yeah.
And like a lot of us, we get it connected to our characters in a book. And then she sounds like she takes it very far.
Indeed, she does. Very far.
So, Kaiden, let me ask you this. If your own peers, your friends come to watch this, it feels like it's a very relatable story plot. What type of emotions in the audience do you think we're going to feel just watching you guys up there go through Delilah, her life?
I think that people will be able to, some people, students mainly, will be able to relate, especially because the star of the show is a high schooler. You can relate closer to a high schooler since you are in high school. And since it seems like a lot of people have the same connection to like having these crushes on fictional characters. So I feel like that'd be pretty relatable.
Is the genre a little, is there some comedy mixed in, or is it a very heavy emotional tone?
There is definitely comedy in here. So we'll have some good laughs in the audience. And
is this a musical?
Yes, this is a musical.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have to sing act, dance. And dance.
I'm jaw dropped. I did not think it was a musical.
Yes. Yeah.
So what are both of your characters, without giving us too much, Kaiden, just a little teaser.
Don't give away the whole production.
We joke. We said, you like to see how the sausage is made or the soup is made behind the scenes, but without giving us all the secret ingredients, let's start with you, Kaiden. Who is your character, and what can we learn about him, her, or whoever it is?
I play the queen.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know what to give you.
Is she a sassy queen? Is she a strong queen?
Evil queen.
Evil? She is a good queen. She's not evil.
Okay.
She is she is trying to stay strong, and she tries to keep her strength through alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's so good. But again, it goes back to the reality and a relatable
plot.
Well,
if you're the queen of a land, you've got a lot of pressure, for sure.
When you drink alcohol, you could think you're a queen.
Yeah, for sure. Mari, what about you?
I play Frump, and Frump is half dog, half human. He's in the fairy tale world. He's a very passionate, lovey-dovey dog who's obsessed with this one princess. And then I also play Ryan, who is he's like the parallel of Frump. And he's like this dumb jock that is obsessed with his girlfriend. So
how do you switch from those two characters? That's
it's still, we're still working out the kinks with like transitioning into these different personalities with the different scenes and stuff. And I'm, you know, working that out. But, you know, really with Ryan, he's just more of like, And then Frump's like, oh, yeah, I love you guys, you know? So, yeah.
Dumb to a golden retriever.
Yeah,
is that
dumb
right?
to golden retriever, yeah.
Which in some cases are pretty similar.
Yeah.
But that's a range for you. What does your costume look like for both roles?
Ryan's more like the basic type, you know, the varsity jacket with the name on the back and stuff like that. And Frump, I have this nice little furry little vest and these like ears. And, you know, my hair is kind of big, so it kind of hides, so it kind of looks natural. So all by Mr. Bottle and Miss Melvin, so shout out to them.
That's their teachers over there at South Point. And what about you, Kaiden? What is your queen regalia look like, your dress? I assume you wear a dress.
I do indeed. Okay. I have a lovely blue poofy kind of, not like poofy,
yeah,
but it's it has kind of puff sleeves a little and a little I don't know what it's called.
It's like gold a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there glitz and glam on it?
It is like a blue, kind of looks like a curtain. A blue, not blue, green and gold, kind of, I don't know what to call it. It's like a long vest corset thing.
Well, we have to come and check out the production to see it.
You're so beautiful. Queen.
Yes. You need to come and see me.
So, well, she's really channeling her queendom.
Yes.
Mari and Kaiden, they're part of the South Point High School Theater Department. They're presenting the production Between the Lines. It's a musical this weekend, December the 5th through the 7th, right there at South Point High School. Kaiden, talk to our audience about what it means for folks in our community to come and support local theater, what you all are doing over there at South Point.
So we really care about our theater program, and it means a lot to us when people come out and support us. We have a big old theater, so we can fit a lot in there. So come on down and support us. We just love performing and putting on a show, and we learn new things through the process of rehearsals and putting on the show itself.
And Mari, when you guys are going through the hallways with school, do a lot of your friends or peers that do come out to the shows, what are the comments they're giving you? Are they just so impressed with the acting skills? What are some of the feedback you've received?
For me, it's definitely my dancing. Ms. D'Amato has given me some wild choreography to show off my talent. And it's helped me, you know, gain a lot of confidence and learn some new skills. So they always point that stuff out, and especially the parents as well.
Fantastic.
Well, support our high school students. They do a fantastic job with their various productions, and especially over there at South Point High School. They don't take the typical route of what you would see a high school tackling in terms of a production. They bring to our program here on Palmetto Mornings, musicals or plays that we've never heard of before, and that's just part of the education piece, which is fantastic. It's called Between the Lines. It's this weekend, December the 5th through the 7th, over there at South Point High School. Mari and Kaiden, they're just two of the talented stars over there. Get out and see them and wish them a lot of luck. Great catching up with both of you. Take care.